Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On The Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On The Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you and welcome back on board On The Mark. It's a beautiful Wednesday here in the Valley. On The Mark is always brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. More about that in a moment. Our hotlines are open this morning, 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-9565. You are the stars of the program. We invite your calls, whether you've called us 100 times or never called us at all. Pick up the phone and dial that number, 570-743-9565. Tell us what's on your mind. You'll speak to our producer, Rob Center. He'll take some information from you and put you right on through to me. Or you can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but put the key letters OTM at the start of your message. On The Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. They're in North 4th Street, Ford dealership in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are indeed the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They have an extensive inventory selection of new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share and take pride in helping all of their customers find the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering you great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams who serve you from their large truck, body, and alignment shops, plus their repair garage, where they indeed work on all types of vehicles. So learn more about them by visiting them online at sunburymotors.com, or better yet, stop by their North 4th Street location or on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Two of our three hotlines are buzzing this morning. One of them's open at 570-743-9565. We'll take the calls in the order in which they came in. Bill from Bloomsburg is up first. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor. Hey, I was finishing up and at the end of your radio show yesterday, and I used to work with a gentleman. I'm retired now, but he was from Africa. He came over, he became a citizen, and you know, he still sends money back to the homeland, to his family, and he grew up and lived with the communist ways, socialist ways, and he's a diehard, and you think that the people out there think I'm a hardcore Trumpster. This gentleman here is the hardest core Trumpster that you'll ever see, because he lived it. And anybody that would say anything ill about him, or you know, is in about you know, bragging about the Democrats and all that, he's ready to throw down, because he personally lived it. You understand? Like he don't want to go back to that.
Well, I can imagine that anybody who'd lived under socialism would not be too cheerful about going back to it after having had freedom.
Right.
So.
Well, I always tell you, for as long since I've been calling, it's not about the local picture and the bought and paid for media headlines. It's what's going on in the world, right? And what's going on in the world right now is with Iran, right? And with how Biden's enriching, and you have to understand, Biden fueled this war, both wars, but especially the Israel war, right? When he took backed out of the Abraham Accords, right?
Yeah.
Released billions of dollars, right?
Right.
In 2021, the Iranian Navy had 70 ghost ships, right? And what the ghost ship, what they do is they run arms and military stuff back and forth. They ain't running goods and whatnot. And as of 2024, they have 400.
400 ghost ships?
Well, yeah, they're running arms. They run them to Qatar. You know, we have our military, our SEALs over there trying to intercept them. We're playing catch and, like, we catch a ship, we take the ammunition, and we sink the ship. It's like what we're doing at the border. We're just, it's a Band-Aid. We're saying we're trying to, we're doing things over there. That's all we're doing. It's like a cat and mouse game with Iran. We're not putting sanctions on them, but we're going to catch what we can. You understand? That's the only thing we're doing over there.
Okay. Well,
and,
you know.
And Biden went out, and I said it last week, Biden went out and sanctioned all countries. If any country sells military ammunition or whatnot to Israel, they'll be sanctioned. That's a fact.
Okay.
And what gets me really fuming is the United Nations putting their flag at half staff for the butcher of Tehran. You know, the United Nations is mostly funded by Americans, right? This the butcher of Tehran, he killed more Americans, and the United States should be in an uproar that flag is at half staff.
Well, what's worse was our ambassador to the United Nations stood in silent tribute to the guy, so.
Right.
You know. And I guess President Biden expressed some kind of concern over his passing.
Well, he also did with the Ku Klux Klan leader. He gave the eulogy at the Byrd.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, Senator Byrd had repudiated, just to be fair, he had repudiated those views toward the end of his career. And, you know, Donald Trump, you know, if we want to believe Donald Trump has redeemed himself, we got to believe that Senator Byrd did, too.
He's done the same thing.
Yeah.
So, what changed?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Senator Byrd when you get to meet him, if you ever do.
I'll never meet him.
Probably not. We'll give you the last word, Bill.
Hey, the Trump raid, right? It was here. I'm hearing that Merrick Garland authorized deadly force or whatnot. Now, the Secret Service, it's not part of the DOJ, right? But they take an oath to the government, right? All they had to do was get with the Secret Service and say, hey, listen, we're going to come in. This is what we're going to do. And you know, they know who goes in and out of the house and whatnot. And to my knowledge, Trump wasn't there at the time, but my aunt, his wife, the son, and I don't know if they had one or two guests or servants. The president to go in the way they did, like they didn't even wear their proper shirts, like they had to have undercut regular civilian shirts and whatnot. They weren't allowed to wear their uniforms and whatnot, which is it's uncalled for.
Okay,
you know, this is, but just remember, you gotta vote for the big picture. I mean, our Democrats, we've got good Democrats, but at the highest level, you gotta vote what's best for the world, and the Trumpsters, he's the man.
All right. Hey, thank you. Appreciate your call, as always, Bill. Take care. 570-743-9565. Two of the hotlines are open. We have some emails we didn't get to yesterday and some texts, but Stan is next up from Danville. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Good morning. Yeah, the use of lethal force and Mar-a-Lago raid. Wouldn't that have ended not well if somebody had gotten a loose trigger finger? Think about it.
Yeah, well.
What is wrong with those people? They have the Secret Service there protecting an ex-president, and their job is to protect him. So what? Who do they, you know, they're there to protect him from anyone that comes in threatening them. So if an FBI agent comes in and gets stupid, who's going to get the first bullet? That is just insanity. But yet we have a fascist, you know, fascist running as a special counsel, Mr. Jack Smith, who thinks he can just do as he pleases. He goes down there and messes with the evidence, puts out pictures of lies, because they were lies, throwing those all over the floor. Yeah, he placed them there. They were just cover sheets. That's been proven in the information that has been released by Judge Cannon. So, yeah, the whole thing stinks, smells to high heaven, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but somebody needs to answer for this stuff.
Well, I think it's unconscionable that they didn't choose Joe Biden or choose to prosecute him as well, and now they won't release, Merrick Garland won't release the interview he had with Jack Smith, so that's concerning.
No, it wasn't Jack Smith, it was...
I'm sorry, what's
I don't know what the special counsel was.
Yeah.
Kim?
I forget his name, sorry.
Yeah.
I know who you mean, though.
It's all about that, but anyways, yeah, you're right. Why can't the people of America hear or see the taped recording? What are they afraid of? That's what I want to know. They're afraid of something.
Well, and the fact that the president...
Trump, they would have released it.
Well, the fact the president is claiming executive privilege.
Yeah, I understand what he's claiming, and that's to get Garland out of hot water with Congress for refusing to, you know, to issue the, you know, they subpoenaed the tapes. That's
yeah.
to get him out of hot water.
Well, what I don't understand is how he can make the claim of executive privilege. This was a third-party interview. It had nothing to do with what he did as president. It had to do with what he did as vice president.
And senator.
And senator,
vice
right.
President and senator and as a private citizen.
Right.
Those three things.
Well, he's never been
he
a private...
No right or authority to have classified documents in his possession, yet he did.
He's never been a private citizen. He's always been at the public trough.
That is true, but he was not holding public office when he did those things. I mean, for the last 4 years before he became, quote, president.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, he was a private citizen, so to speak. So,
yeah,
you know, the whole thing stinks to high heaven, but, you know, it is what it is, and... time will tell. Just like the time is proving out that there was crookedness going on in Georgia, you know, with the election. You know, for some reason, they can't find over 300,000 vote images, something they're supposed to keep records of. They can't find them.
What's a vote image? You've lost me on that one.
When they scanned all that stuff.
Oh,
so
okay.
The images of the ballot images, all are supposed to be kept on thumb drives, from my understanding.
Hmm.
They can't account for over 300,000.
Why would they even keep them?
In Georgia, supposedly? I don't know. It was under 20,000 or right around there.
Forgive me, but if you have the actual ballots, why you hold on to them for a period of time, why would you take the time and spend the money to scan them?
Well,
if you have
to count them.
Hmm? Count the paper ballots.
They run through a scan machine, and that information goes to a thumb drive.
Okay, but what happens to the ballots then? Where do they go?
Well, that I don't know whether they keep them or not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they have the ballots, that's the best evidence.
If you recount bad ballots, you're just going to get the same bad results.
Mm,
that's been
enough.
Proven in Arizona and every place else. Because once a ballot, mail-in ballot, is out of its envelope, you can't prove whether it's legitimate or not.
Okay.
There is absolutely no way. You understand that, right?
That makes sense. You don't know where it came from. I mean, there's no identifying mark on it.
Right, so they can't determine whether that was a valid ballot or an invalid ballot.
Well, then how can they tell that from a scan? They can't tell that scan.
They can't account for 300,000 ballot images that they're supposed to have.
But, Stan, they couldn't account for the accuracy or the validity of a scan ballot either. You could scan a fake ballot.
Exactly. Well, I understand that. But they're supposed to have those records. They don't have them. Why not?
Well, I don't know. You have to ask somebody in
exactly.
Georgia.
That is the problem. Why don't they have them? What's so hard about keeping a thumb drive in a safe spot? Thumb drives aren't that big.
No, they're not. But on the other hand, why would you trust it to a thumb drive when you have the cloud and you have other technologies?
Why would you trust the cloud?
Well, because the cloud is hanging over everything.
Right.
It's really there.
This is one EMP that destroy the cloud. But a thumb drive, if it's well protected, will not be destroyed.
Well, I agree with you. I use both backups. I use the cloud and I use a physical backup just because I'd like to have something around the house, you know, for my
right.
own protection.
So the whole thing smells to high heaven, but it is what it is. But that information keeps dribbling out. And as I said, it would.
Well, the main thing now is whether or not Donald Trump gets convicted in New York. I mean, Georgia and the ballot case yet to come. Yeah, well, I agree with you about New York.
The prosecutor knew that what's-his-name, Cohen, was stealing from the Trump Organization. They had information. They never told the defense.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, Stan, wait a minute. You're wrong on that one. They actually brought it out. The prosecution brought it out and when they were direct examining Cohen, and he admitted that he stole from them.
Okay, Joe, did the Trump defense have that information beforehand?
Well, they certainly had it after the fact, and they made a lot out of it.
Oh, okay, I understand that, but they were supposed to have that beforehand. All evidence is supposed to be shared between the defense and prosecution, correct?
It's called discovery.
Exactly. So where was that information?
But in the end, Trump didn't suffer from it because his attorneys were able to use it.
But in the end, it's the beginning, Joe. They're scamming.
Okay.
They are violating the rules.
We'll give you the last word, sir. We've got a break to take and two other calls.
Well, yeah, I know. It's sunny out, and I got to go to an appointment. So you have a great day.
All right.
And enjoy the weather while you can before the thunderstorms.
All right. Let's hope we don't get too bad a thunderstorm. Thank you very much, Stan. Appreciate your call. All right. We have two callers on the line, one hotline open. We have to take a quick break, so callers, hang on. We will get to you right after this.
Sunbury Motors Ford in North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their spring SUV sales event. SMC has 17 of the iconic 2024 Ford Broncos. And they are slashed up to $5,500. And they start from just $28,435. Sunbury Motors has the fuel-efficient Ford Escape discounted up to $4,000 and priced from only $29,935. Plus, qualified buyers get 0% financing. Choose from 28 new Ford Explorers, and SMC has them reduced to the lowest price ever offered. Just $39,770. Sunbury Motors has the roomy and reliable 2024 Ford Edge discounted $4,500, and they are priced from only $37,565. With 0% financing for 48 months, Sunbury Motors is a fifth-generation Ford dealership, proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. SMC is where you want to be in May for your next new SUV.
Be a part of something bigger than yourself. Become a school bus driver with Roar Bus. Serve your community while getting paid and enjoy the many benefits of working with a team that treats you like family. Benefits like a $1,500 hiring incentive bonus for drivers, free training and licensing program, competitive pay, and more. We're hiring in Selins Grove and Mifflinburg area school districts. So come join us in driving the future forward. Call 570-524-5800 or visit roarbus.com/drive.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Well, you can't say we aren't balanced and on the mark. We had two callers who support Trump, and now up next are two callers who apparently don't. We'll start with Eric. Good morning, Eric. You're on the mark from Port Treverton.
Good morning, Joe. How are you? Good to be back.
Good to hear you, sir.
Valley for a while. Okay, so Stan and your previous caller before that. Where there's smoke, there's fire, guys. Okay, you can nitpick all you want about Georgia and lost ballots and so forth. But what I heard is we have a president of the United States who called up a state and begged them to find him 12,000 votes. Then there's no disputing that was him who called, and there it is on tape. And if that's not trying to swing an election. And then we had a little thing called January 6th, which happened just about, 2 months after that. And we had a president who sat on his brains and let that roll through after inciting the riot. And he sat down and just let it roll through for several hours, even though all of his advisors were begging him to do something. That's fact. Innuendo and everything else and nitpicking and so forth. And Joe, I want to take one more issue with what you said. So you're throwing out President Biden was at the public trough. While he was a dedicated servant to the folks of the state of Delaware and then these United States. Meanwhile, what was former President Trump doing? Well, he was out there apparently groping women, taking his daddy's money and rolling it, and sometimes doing really well and sometimes not doing well, and then refusing to pay off his debts and then refusing to pay off his contractors. and doing all kinds of stuff.
But he didn't, you know, well, you're being a little bit unfair there. Eric, you're being a little bit unfair there. He also created lots and lots of jobs, employed lots and lots of people, and even, you know, he didn't defraud the banks. He didn't defraud people who have had a disagreement with him, have had their legal rights protected. They've been able to sue him if they had to. But, you know, he's in a business where that's the kind of way things operate.
How many times has he declared bankruptcy?
Search me. I don't know. I don't follow the guy's life that intensely.
A bunch. And, you know, Trump hotels and so forth. But they compare the two and in service to the people of the United States. I'll take, President Biden, Senator Biden, and his dedication to service to folks rather than a charlatan, someone who is out there, on tape again. Everyone heard it, how he can say, I grope women and so forth. We want to forget about that because maybe he has some good policies. Also, the person that said, hey, I'm so important, I could walk down Broadway in New York and shoot somebody and nobody would touch me. Now, these are the president's own words.
But he didn't actually do it. He didn't actually do it. See, that's the problem. He didn't actually shoot anybody.
But Joe, do you see what you're saying? So you have a president of the United States who says something and they said, oh, it's okay, because he didn't actually do it. So he becomes president again, and he gets in his panties in a bunch about somebody. He said, okay, we're going to attack you, and I'm going to push the red button.
And Joe Biden
Biden? And then he says, oh, but it's okay, because he didn't actually do it.
But did you hear Joe Biden's speech where he said Republicans don't see black men in the future of America? You think that's a uniting thing? You think that's a good comment
Joe,
to make?
You're trying to place apples and oranges here.
No, I'm not.
About someone who says he could kill someone, and you're saying making innuendos about race.
No, he's saying
person,
that every Republican
has been dedicated service to the United States, and one person during the 4 years he was president of the United States refused to hand over power as every other president of the United States has, tried to steal it, and we have evidence that he did, and he's going to be convicted for it.
But he
now,
did turn over.
What is the Republican Party going to do when that happens? I can't tell you.
He did, in the end, peacefully turn over power, did he not? He didn't lead an insurrection in the streets.
Sure. After January 6th failed, he took his best shot and let it roll on for several hours, in which people were killed. Law enforcement was injured. I hate it when these guys, call in and say, "Oh, well, these are all these weren't Trumpsters in there. They were all, other side and everything and whatever they call them, Antifa, whatever." There it is on film, and I'll say it again, and I'll repeat it until the time immemorial. I have it on my tape, on my TV. I see it. I watch it. Everyone was waving Trump flags. It was an insurrection, an attempt. Our representatives and senators ran for their lives. A lady was shot, killed, dead because she was trying to force her way in the inner sanctum of the halls of Congress where our representatives and senators were hiding for their lives. And it was a result of the standing president of the United States, if he did incite that insurrection, that he stood by on his butt and let it roll. And if you think we're going to try to put that guy back in president again, you're nuts. And you can nitpick all you want about, we can't count the votes, or we can't find this or find that. But what we have is what he said. We have it on tape, and we have exactly what happened with the people in the United States of America can look at it and happen January 6th and what truly happened.
And
not
yet,
what someone wants to say afterwards.
And yet he's leading in the polls, and the majority of Americans think he's more competent now than Biden.
He's leading in some polls.
He's leading in most of them.
Okay. So we shall see. But if you think I'm going to sit here in central Pennsylvania and let these other guys rant and rave and throw little innuendos out without countering what common sense is or what can be seen.
We'll give you the final word. We have one call on the line, another call coming in. So we'll give you the final 30 seconds, sir.
My final 30 seconds is thank you for the opportunity for my rant. I've had this build up for a while. I haven't called in for a while, so it was kind of build up.
Well, we're always glad to hear from you.
I appreciate the show and appreciate the opportunity to show another side of things. So
hey, we're always glad to hear from you, Eric. Always fun talking to you, buddy. Take care, sir.
Okay,
570-743-9565. Jim is up next from Shamokin Dam. Good morning, Jim. Oh, Jim, you've got to turn your radio down. Jim, turn your radio down.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You have to keep your radio turned down when you call in.
I got it.
Okay, good deal.
I just want to have an update here. I always like to tell you Trump lies, so here's another doozy for
you. Okay, go ahead.
He was in Minnesota and said he won the election there, and he lost by 200,000 votes. New update in Wildwood rally had, they updated and said they made a mistake. Those 80,000 votes aren't 80,000 people wasn't 80,000 people at Trump's rally. That included all the people that were on the boardwalk, all the people in the restaurants, everybody that was in the community of Wildwood. And I told you, they showed you a Pink concert with 50,000 people, and Trump had less than half that many people. And of course, another one, I'll testify. The guy who was going to keep me from testifying, no, it won't. I'm going to defend myself. What does he do? He chickens out because he don't know the truth and he can't tell the truth. This guy lies more than he, almost as much as he breathes.
Yeah,
next story, you were talking about how many bankruptcies there. I'll tell you exactly. He had six. Nobody had a bankruptcy when the casinos were in New Jersey except Trump, because he took a $5 million paycheck every year where most people...
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world at WKOK.com.
Industry. And he put a lot of small people in bankruptcy because he refused to pay the bill. Now we got, also we have some Supreme Court justices now. We have Clarence Thomas, got hundreds of thousands of dollars. He never declared, never paid taxes on. His wife was involved in the big lie to try to overthrow an election. The text message of Mark Meadows, she was more involved almost as much as Rudy Giuliani. And nobody's done nothing to her yet. And you notice how everybody associated with Trump seems to end up getting indicted or in jail. Steve Bannon's going, and Navarro, all these people. It's because if you associate yourself with Trump, you're probably going to commit a crime. And that's the way he is. And it doesn't bother him because this is the first time he's ever had to shut up and listen to everybody talk about the crimes he committed. And in the Stormy Daniels payoff, Pam McDougal's, and also a doorman in a hotel, he paid $30,000 because there was a story coming out about him that wasn't even true, but he paid it to be quiet. So,
but there's nothing wrong.
I'd like to ask you one question.
Sure, go ahead.
When you look in the mirror, because I know you have selective memory, you don't remember nothing about Trump. When you look in the mirror, does his values represent your values? Everything he does and says, is that your values? Because I just heard now he wants to start a new Reich, like the Third Reich of Germany and Nazi.
He claims that was a staffer who made that mistake. He wasn't supposed to say Reich.
Nothing ever gets past him that it doesn't go through him. You ought to realize now, just even Michael Cohen said, everything goes through Daniels. And I heard you saying about Michael Cohen stole money from him?
Yep.
Well, I won't defend anybody that steals because I never stole anything in my life. But he was never paid the bonuses that he was promised. He was stiffed like he stiffs everybody else that works for him. He doesn't pay his lawyers. He doesn't pay this. He doesn't pay anybody. It's just the way he does business.
Well, I don't think if he wasn't paying
more money than you, I can hold out and you don't have to pay your bill.
If he wasn't paying his lawyers, I don't think they'd be representing him, Jim. Jim.
Trump values my values.
Jim, if he wasn't paying his lawyers, I don't think they'd be representing him. Do you? They don't do it for free.
Well, no, they learn now. You have to put the money up first because he stiffed so many lawyers from before.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know that he's had to put the money up front.
Well, you don't know nothing about Trump. If you watch Fox News, you'll never hear one bad word.
That's not true.
You ever see him carry the papers around in the courtroom? You know where he gets those papers from?
Where?
He has a woman that has a portable printer, and she searches everywhere that they can find something good about Trump. And if Trump sees a news article that says something bad, he eliminates the bad part, reprints it, and puts it on social media. Now I'm going to talk about his social media, Truth Social. That stock was doing so bad, it was almost bottoming out. He was blaming it on day trader. So then he went out there and promised that he started saying, you need to invest in Truth Social. So now I don't know where the money's coming from. Could be foreign money. Could be Saudi money. Could be rich Americans. They're investing in his company because they know if it goes down, they'll write it off on their taxes. So then we got a tax write-off for it, which is a benefit for Trump.
Well, yeah.
I heard yesterday he wants to have a new policy on birth control. And as soon as he found out that that wasn't a good topic, he's trying to roll it back already.
Well, I didn't hear about a policy yesterday, so you've got me on that one.
You don't hear about nothing that has anything to do about Trump. You're blind to deaf to hearing anything that's bad about Trump.
Jim, do you
I
ever
just want
Jim
you to look at the mirror and say, "Is this what I want?"
Jim, do you ever actually listen? Earth to Jim.
Bragging about that ever since.
Earth to Jim.
Well, in Louisiana yesterday, state Congress,
Jim,
just moved the law ahead. It's going to eliminate birth control in their state.
Jim, have you ever actually lit? Jim, could you listen for a second?
My closing words are...
Guess not.
My closing words are, Speaker Johnson just introduced a new bill to cut money, $2 billion from Medicare, $3 billion from Medicaid and Affordable Care Act, and $750 million from Social Security.
Okay.
And Trump has done similar things every time he was a president. Every year he introduced his budget, it was there.
Jim, we
got buried in Congress, and they couldn't get it through.
Jim, we have
now
to go.
We got border problems
Jim,
again,
hello, Jim.
Refused to pass any border laws at all.
Jim, we got to
go. You can have the rest of the floor.
Jim, we have to go, but here. You don't actually listen to what I say in this program. I have come down on Donald Trump for a number of things. I've had people call me a rhino. I mean, you should try listening and be fair and balanced from time to time. There are things I support about
that
Trump.
That's not fair and balanced. It's lies after lies. That's why it cost them $800 million. And then you hire the biggest liar,
okay,
Sean Hannity, and put him on your radio show.
All right. Hey, well, I guess you and I are going to have to agree to disagree, Jim. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate your call, as always. We have two callers on the line. We have to take a break coming up, but we can get Bob from Williamsport in first. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Well, good morning there, Joe. I'm glad you can put up with talking to trees.
Oh, you know, anyway, they have different opinions. That's what the program's all about.
First off, okay, we'll go back to Eric. As a lifelong parasite, it's not unusual for him not to recognize Biden as such. And as far as walking down Broad Street and shooting somebody and getting away with it, he was making an analogy, really, of the citizens of New York City and their worshiping of idols, okay? It's not a surprise that a liberal doesn't really understand English. And the other thing, we'll go to satire, okay? There's two classes of people that don't understand satire. That's people that have had strokes and liberals.
Okay, I'm not certain I ever heard that one before, but...
Well, that's a fact.
Okay, you're saying this is a proven
Your last
fact.
Your caller there talking about bankruptcy. Trump's casino wasn't the only one that went bankrupt in Atlantic City. It's the way the economy changed it. All the other states around Atlantic City went to allow gambling. Previous to that, they had the monopoly. Atlantic City had the monopoly on the gambling. So if you disperse all their customers, what's going to happen?
Well, I don't know. What's going to happen?
Well, they're going to go bankrupt because they don't have any customers.
People gamble all the time, though. I mean, we have all this gambling here in Pennsylvania.
I'm telling you, previous to Pennsylvania and all these other states allowing gambling in their states, you had to go to Atlantic City or Las Vegas to gamble.
Right, okay? You did.
So you cut down all their, you cut off their customers. What's going to happen to them?
Well, I keep thinking that the gambling market expands exponentially. If you have another opportunity to gamble, more people will gamble for some reason.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I'm just telling you that their customer base. And then casinos fell off because other states allowed gambling.
Fair enough. I agree. That probably didn't help them very much at all. But,
right.
You know...
And as far as him paying the construction workers. I don't know if you talk to anybody that has construction projects in New Jersey, okay, you have to be right on the ball or they're going to put it to you, okay?
Okay.
That's the bottom line. Have you ever done any business with anybody in New Jersey?
Actually, I have.
And what happened?
Well, it was we were trying to get a piece of land to put a radio transmission tower on a hill out in Beaver Springs, and we dealt with a gentleman from New Jersey, and he was a very easy guy to work with.
You didn't deal with New Jersey then?
Well, he was here. He's from New Jersey, but he was here in Pennsylvania. You asked me if I ever had dealings with anybody from New Jersey. Yes, I have.
In New Jersey?
No, I haven't been in New Jersey. Well, I didn't have to go there. He came here. He owned the land. So.
Yeah. Well, they're basically mafia-based businesses in New Jersey.
Okay. Well, we'll give you the last word, Bob. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Well, I listened to Jim and Tom and Eric, and the bottom line is that none of them have ever had dealings in the real world. They live in a fantasy land.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand human nature, and they just don't understand the world.
Okay. Well, you know, that's what makes the world go round. We all have differing opinions, and we appreciate yours.
The world doesn't go around. The world doesn't go around like that.
Well, you know, we all have a reality that we subscribe to. You and I are more on the conservative side. Some of our other callers are on the liberal side. I like to think we're right. They like to think they're right. So where does that leave us? We have to agree to disagree.
Okay, we'll just say that their viewpoints. Where in the world has ever their viewpoints been successful?
Well, I always remember what Ronald Reagan said. He said, it's not that our liberal friends are stupid. It's just they know so many things that aren't so. Hey, we got to move on and take a break, Bob. Thank you so much for calling. Dan, Joe, hang on. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back with more of On the Mark on WKOK.
Murray Motors Ford in North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their spring SUV sales event. SMC has 17 of the iconic 2024 Ford Bronco Sports, and they are slashed up to $5,500. And they start from just $28,435. Sunbury Motors has the fuel-efficient Ford Escape discounted up to $4,000 and priced from only $29,935. Plus, qualified buyers get 0% financing. Choose from 28 new Ford Explorers, and SMC has them reduced to the lowest price ever offered. Just $39,770. Sunbury Motors has the roomy and reliable 2024 Ford Edge discounted $4,500, and they are priced from only $37,565 with 0% financing for 48 months. Sunbury Motors is a fifth generation Ford dealership, proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. SMC is where you want to be in May for your next new SUV.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now during our Memorial Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus free home delivery when you add any base. Ends Memorial Day. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
With Giant Choice Rewards, I always save money. I can earn choice points on stuff I already buy, then redeem my points for extra dollars off. Thanks, Giant App. Giant, for today's table.
Save on our brand chicken drumsticks. 78 cents per pound with digital coupon.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. Two calls on the line. One of the hotlines is open. Got a ton of emails we haven't gotten to. One of them says, from Tom, amazing how Joe, and Stan can clean up the orange, and I'll use the word excrement in place of the word he used. Another emailer says, I find it funny the callers are bashing Trump when the Biden crime family has been uncovered with bank records. Shell companies ran by Jim Biden and Hunter and family members with bank accounts with millions, grandchildren, in-laws, and direct family all benefiting. Okay, Dan, you're up next. You're on the mark. Good morning, sir, from New Berlin.
Hey, good morning, Joe White. That's what happens when you have the media on your side and they're completely biased against you. You won't hear nothing bad about the Bidens on your lame mainstream news. But anyway, talking about Trump again, yeah, Bob's right. You remember in our area, you could get a free bus ride, you got money to gamble, and a free buffet if you would go down to Trump's places to gamble. Well, once we got gambling here in Pennsylvania, now there's more of it than ever, and they're building a new one somewhere here south of us. That's why Trump's, that part went bankruptcy. That's business, like you tried to tell him. But on January the 6th, what Eric and them people don't ever say is Trump made calls to the mayor of Washington about 3 days before. He knew he had intelligence that there was going to be a problem on the 6th. He also left the House know, which would have been Nancy Pelosi. No, there's going to be trouble January the 6th, and they did nothing about it.
Can I ask you a question,
does that
Dan?
Tell you.
Well, Dan, can I ask you a question?
They wanted it to happen.
Dan,
if
I can ask you a question, if he knew about it and he called all those people and warned them, why didn't he cancel the rally?
Well, you can't cancel something once it's started.
Yes, you can. People do it all the time.
Coming into Washington. For, you know, they planned that days on ahead, so why make them suffer, and why tell them not to come when they already planned it? They planned to support him, and
but you said that you said he knew there was going to be trouble. He had intelligence. People were going to be hurt.
Intelligence, and he tried to stop it.
Well, then why didn't he cancel the rally? That's my question. If he knew all that and he was worried about it, why didn't he do the responsible thing and say, hey, listen, as much as I want to have this rally, I'm afraid I've learned that there's going to be trouble, and I don't want to run the risk, so the rally's canceled. Thank you all for thinking about coming.
Remember, them people were already on their way. They were going to be there, and Trump told them, march down peacefully. He did not, he had zero to do with that riot. As your friends on the left never admit that there was agitators in that group to stir the people up. Yes, there were good Trump supporters got carried away with at the time, and we were all bent out of shape the way that election went. We all knew we were cheated out of it, and they got carried away, but the agitators stirred them up and started the trouble. They already know there were FBI agents in there. The FBI won't admit it, and there were Black Lives Matter in it just to make the Trump look bad, to make the Trumpster look bad. That was all. It didn't have to be, but the left wanted that. And look how they used that. You can't hardly hear a news program on the mainstream media without them bringing that up almost every day. It's sickening that they're propagandizing the people out here so much. And people on the left just keep eating that up like candy, like it was actually Trump's fault, and it wasn't. He had zero to do with it, Joe.
Well, I disagree with you on that, to be honest with you. I think he did have...
Zero, Joe. You have to... you don't have to go along with these lamestream media people and believe their propaganda. They're Trump haters. That why would you hate the president, the best president probably in my lifetime, not taken away from Truman or even Kennedy, not taking away anything that they did heroic, but next to that, him, Reagan, Trump, them four were the best presidents in my lifetime, mm-hmm. and Trump outdid them all as far as getting this country back on track.
Okay.
But
hey, listen.
They couldn't have that.
We'll give
they
you the
fun. This country to fall. That's what they're after, Joe. Believe it or not, they want this country to fall, and they're doing an excellent job at making us a failure.
Dan, we got to move on. We have another caller, and we
got
to take a break.
Good one, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Dan. Appreciate your call, as always. Joe, hang on. We've got to take our final break of the day. We got a million emails we haven't gotten to. We have time for other calls, too. 570-743-9565.
Mary Motors Ford and North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their spring SUV sales event. SMC has 17 of the iconic 2024 Ford Bronco Sports, and they are slashed up to $5,500. And they start from just $28,435. Sunbury Motors has the fuel-efficient Ford Escape discounted up to $4,000 and priced from only $29,935. Plus, qualified buyers get 0% financing. Choose from 28 new Ford Explorers, and SMC has them reduced to the lowest price ever offered, just $39,770. Sunbury Motors has the roomy and reliable 2024 Ford Edge discounted $4,500, and they are priced from only $37,565 with 0% financing for 48 months. Sunbury Motors is a fifth generation Ford dealership, proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. SMC is where you want to be in May for your next new SUV.
Spruce up your budget and find more ways to save during Service First Federal Credit Union's Community Savings Challenge. Together with local charities, we're raising awareness about establishing healthy financial habits with a goal to help members save a combined $2 million by May 31st. Take the challenge. Visit serviceone.org or call 800-562-6049 to schedule your free financial checkup today. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Phil Briggs, a Navy veteran and host of the weekly radio show CBS Eye on Veterans. I've been wondering how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years. Just ask my fellow military vet, Chuck Norris. You'd never know it, but the guy's 84 years old and still looks amazing. Now, Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, want to enhance your overall well-being, or just want to feel younger, go to RoundhouseProvisions.com. That's Roundhouse Provisions. Use code SHOP or text SHOP to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text SHOP to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and text fees may apply.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. One of our texters says, good Lord, Eric, calm down. That's why you vote. Vote for whom you want. And Joe from Sunbury, you're up next. Good morning, sir. Thank you for hanging on.
Okay, thanks. Good morning, everyone. I'm prompted again to act as the czar, erroneously reported information czar, because of Eric's call. That is E-R-I-C. Erroneously reported information czar. Eric again tries to quote Donald Trump, I hope he's listening, on the Fifth Avenue shooting someone, quote from Donald Trump, and I don't know if he heard me the other time, but I wish he would look it up and he would quit misquoting that quote, because it what he says makes it a whole different thing. I think your other caller, Jim, touched on it a little bit. It's not what Eric is saying, that Eric said this morning that no one would touch me. That's quoting Donald Trump. He could shoot somebody and no one would touch me. That's not the quote, Eric. Look it up. It's all over the place. I'm not even going to give you, like you asked Stan to do, I'm not going to give you one site in particular because it's all over the place. Look up CNN. I think that's where I seen it the last time. Anyhow, moving on from that, then he also said about the Georgia trial, about the phone conversation. He whittles it down and into one sentence, which I know, Joe, you have also too, and I ask you to listen to or read the whole about the whole phone call, and you might get a different idea what the phone call was about or the intention of what Trump is. It was about an hour, and you're putting it into about one or two sentences, which is unfair. So read it, and if you still believe the same thing, go ahead. There's no new information with Eric out there, because he admits that he still wallows in the pleasure of the January 6th riots, that he still has it on tape, and that he can, you know, get a nice comfortable seat on the sofa on Friday nights and put that on, and he can get his popcorn, and he can see when Ashley Babbitt tries to get through a window that Officer Byrd shoots her in the head, and he just, oh, that's just wonderful for him. And he started out, part of it was, where there's smoke, there's fire. But if he believes that about Donald Trump, he has to believe that about Joe Biden. That's Eric's flaw in his thinking and his personality, is that there's no new information that can come in and he can process it to change his mind. January 6th is every day. It's like Groundhog Day for him. Oh, and if he wouldn't love it so much, I wouldn't be so worried. But he does. He loves to wallow in that, and I just can't get over the fact that he wants to be such a concern for here, the Pennsylvania, some of the issues that we have here, and he marches down in Harrisburg for all these righteous things, but he's unwilling to look at two sides of any story. So let me ask you then, Eric, since you're there, since you haven't called or listened maybe for a while, there's been information about Joe Biden's daughter, that she admitted that her diary is the true diary. That was the reason that they wouldn't say exactly that Joe Biden showered with his daughter, because she wouldn't admit that it was her diary, but she finally admitted it into a letter into the court earlier this year, and that's now they can confirm. And Snopes themselves say that now it's a true statement that her dad showered with her when she was a young girl. And I don't mean a baby. I mean like a 10 to 13 years old.
Right.
So you can vote for that guy. You and Jim hasn't mentioned that since he brought it up a couple of weeks ago about how bad Donald Trump is. But now that he knows that Joe Biden showers with his daughter, I want him to address that. He doesn't have to go over Trump's lies all the time and over again. You know, we hear that enough if you listen to MSNBC and CNN and NBC and CBS. So That's not my point. Let him get into a new subject.
Okay. Hey, we're almost out of time, so we'll give you the final 30 seconds, sir.
All right. Joe, I did have issue with you canceling the rally at that late point. And you said, you asked him, like, you thought that Trump did the right thing, or if he knew if the riot was coming or something like that, why didn't he cancel? But he didn't know that Pelosi wouldn't do anything.
No, but he could have. Hey, call back tomorrow, Joe, and we'll finish the conversation. I'm sorry we're out of time. Gee, we have so many calls today, and we have so many emails that we haven't gotten to. I promise, first thing tomorrow, we'll get to the emails on today's program. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow on The Mark on WKOK Sunbury. Remember, On The Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. See you tomorrow.